Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of March 30th, 2026. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Top news this week is that Mills County has been under a severe fire warning due to the dry winds and lack of moisture. I encourage everyone to be extremely careful with all outdoor activities. Now, we do have a chance for some precipitation this Easter weekend. Hope we get some. Several of our volunteer fire departments have their yearly fundraisers this spring and early summer. I encourage everyone who can to support these local VFDs. They all do a tremendous job. Mortar work is still taking place on the courthouse. The construction company should finish up at the end of this week. In case some of our listeners have missed my radio broadcast, several of our offices along with the district courtroom has been experiencing water issues. Some of the mortar facing the south side has been deteriorating over the last 100 years, thus causing water to seep in through the walls. Now for a little history regarding our local Goldthwaite Eagle newspaper, which I noticed this last week, in the Old Bird column regarding the courthouse, and I'll read this as a quote from the paper. On September the 4th, 1889, Commissioners Court met to consider bids for the construction of a courthouse here in Goldthwaite. A guy from Lampasas got the bid for the construction cost of $27,500. Now, this is the first courthouse. And this courthouse burned on May the 5th, 1912. The present courthouse was built and got going in December of 1913. And the cost for our current courthouse at that time was $69,500. This article goes on to say that no county records were lost in the burning. Several years after the courthouse was finished, a concrete bandstand was built on the northeast corner of the courthouse square, and many early day bands played there. It was also used for rallies, speeches, sermons, and other public affairs. Business houses and dwellings began to spring up all over town, and the one person most sought after was a good rock mason. Anyway, I found that very interesting, the cost for our original courthouse and the second courthouse. So anyway, it was in the Goldthwaite Eagles this last week. Well, one final comment, our courthouse will be closed on Friday, April 3rd, for Good Friday. And folks, that's all for this week. Everyone have a happy Easter and safe weekend. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report.